The Gemara in Bava Basra relates, those that go to sea told me that the wave that sinks a ship looks to have an edge of white fire at its tip. But when you hit it with a club that has names of God written on it, the wave sails down. The Gra explains that a person's neshama passes through the world like a trip across the ocean. Sailors don't live at the sea, but rather use it as a method to travel to access different ports, collecting valuable merchandise to bring back home. So too, the neshama's trip through this world is certainly not permanent, but merely to collect as many zchuyos as possible before moving on to the Olam HaEmes. The ship that carries the sailors over the ocean is like the body that transports the soul in this world. And the trials and tribulations that we face in our lifetime are like the waves that rock the boat. My dearest Shoshana Chaya, like Miriam and Aaron who died in this week's Parsha, you have completed your final journey with us here. You have braved many raging oceans, sailed across many rough and stormy waters. Your life hasn't been easy. The Ribon HaShe'olam has given you many challenges. You lost your father at a young age. You've had many health problems over the years. But through it all, you've been a fighter. Through it all, you've always kept your eye on the big picture. 25 years ago, you left the place where you were born, where you grew up, to come to Eretz Yisrael and to start your life as a Shomer Torah of Mitzvahs. You always sought the truth, and you wanted your life to be meaningful, to subjugate your will to that of the Ribono Shel Olam. Despite all the pain and suffering you went through, you hardly ever complained, and you kept your sense of humor till the end. You always had in mind that the Ribono Shel Olam loves you, that he's given you all these challenges because he wants you to grow, be the best you can be. And grow you did. You were a seeker of truth. And one thing that really struck me was your longing for Mashiach to come. I believe that when you're asked, Im tzipis l'Yeshua, you'll be able to honestly say that yes, you yearn for and work to help bring Mashiach. And through it all, you've always worried about other people, even when you could barely talk or even breathe. You were Machnis Orchim, offering those who came to visit you something to drink or a smile. You gave so many of us so much chizuk. And you've given me the greatest gift in the world. Our four sweet, beautiful, holy children. For this I am eternally grateful. I will do my best with the help of the Ribono Shel Olam, and no doubt all the good, caring people in our lives, to continue to raise them, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, and we will know that you are always up there rooting for us, being a Melit Yosher and Shepping Nachas from above. Yaakov, Yitzi, David, Libby, my sweet and loving children, as difficult as it's been to see Ima in such a state as we've seen, we were given a gift. We had the time to spend with her, each of us in our own way, to be able to say goodbye to her, or more correctly, Lehitrot, and to be there to give back to her at least a little bit of the chesed that she's done for us over all these years. You've really come through in this time of difficulty, helping make Ima's final moments here as comfortable as possible, and being there to support each other and myself. As difficult as things have been over the past few weeks, months, and years, you must know that this is only the beginning. The week of Shiva, as difficult as it will undoubtedly be, will be surrounded by family and friends. But after that, when things finally settle down, we're going to feel a huge hole in our hearts. Ima's neshama will always be with us, but physically she'll be somewhere else, looking down and shed tremendous nachas from her four sweet children. You kids are my life. I want you all to know that as long as the Ribono Shel Olam keeps me in this world, I'm here for you. I may not always get it right, but I will do my best to continue to raise you as Ima would want, to be happy, to have Ahavas and Yiras Hashem, and to have Midos Tovos. You already are also mature and independent. You are blessed with good heads in your shoulders, and you are blessed with growing up and learning the true emes of life, which is so rare today. Just keep moving forward. Don't let the fact that Ima is no longer with us in this physical world get you down. And always keep in mind that she's in the best place there is. And every mitzvah you guys do, every letter of Torah you learn, will give Ima an aliyah for her neshama. She will go higher and higher, closer and closer to Hashem. Now we will cry together, because we love Ima and we miss her so much. But after we cry, we must laugh. We must be happy that Hashem has taken Ima to such a much better place to be with Him. We must be happy for all the other times that we did have with Ima, the times we played together, laughed together, danced together. Everything we learned from her emunah to her longing for Mashiach, from the sacrifices she made in her life to serve Hashem, and for the sacrifices she made for us, her family. We must carry on living according to the ideals that she lived by and taught us. Chizku v'yumtzu. I love you. And Shoshana Chaya Bas Avraham, we love you. Ki nishmasech tzura b'tzura chayim.